was me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is the good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Homegrown's all right with me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Should be. Homegrown is a good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Homegrown's alright with me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are celebrating the 4th of July holiday this weekend and early next week with a theme of America. And in particular, we've been having a number of Native American artists in our theme. And we began this Crazy Horse set in honor of the Native American leader. He fought against the United States federal government on behalf of his Lakota people. And, well, the whole story of America's encroachment into the West and what the American federal government did to the Native Americans is a real tragedy. I mean, genocide, and Native Americans were mistreated in so many ways. So we started off that set with the Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist, John Trudell, and his song called Crazy Horse, about the man. And then the Black Label Society and their song Crazy Horse. And then Neil Young and his backing band Crazy Horse, a song called Homegrown from Farm Aid Live, the 15th anniversary year. And of course, that topic is in our minds this evening here in Massachusetts as we wait for our legislators to see exactly how badly they can pervert the will of the voters who in November approved question 4 that legalizes the use of marijuana recreationally for adults here. But our legislators don't like that, and many of them have tried to subvert and repeal that law and replace it with something else, and that battle is still going on. I've been down to Beacon Hill twice in the last few months to protest that. And, well, the battle is still going on. And thanks to everybody else who's made their voices known to their various representatives, state senator, state legislatures. And then we finished off the set with Apollo 440 and their song Crazy Horse. And backing me up right now has been Dijon's Olympia Brass and their medley of the Battle Hymn of the Republic and America the Beautiful. So I wanted to let you know about Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts. They're a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, who are impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts, and they need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. And if you have an hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, you can contact the School on Wheels at Chris, that's with a K, R-I-S, at SOWMA.org. Best to remember it as Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts. Or you can visit their website at SOWMA.org. And thank you for caring about kids. So, we've got a little bit, slightly over 45 minutes left in our show before Chase Carson does not come on with a time tunnel. Because, unfortunately, he's stuck out. He's not able to make it in from the islands. And I hope all is going well on those fronts for him. But we've got one long set that I'm going to be bringing you. And I think we'll start that with our featured artists. And that'd be the Crystal Method. And here's a song. It's, well, this is called Weapons of Mass Distortion from their Legion of Boom album. Yes, the Crystal Method. And we're also going to hear from Jim Morrison in The Doors again, Johnny Whitehorse, a Native American, Melissa Etheridge, a real nutcase creationist, Ken Ham, and Poison, and more here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford!
progress under the stars? Do you know we exist? Have you forgotten the keys to the kingdom? Have you been born yet, and are you alive? Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. The fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. The moths and atheists are doubly divine and dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare, cling to life, our passion flower, cling to despair. We got our final vision by clap. Columbus's groin got filled with green death. I touched her thigh and death smiled. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. Barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest to dance and save us with the divine mockery of words, music, and flame's temperament. True kings, murderers, are allowed to roam free. A thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised? Where is the wine, the new wine, dying on the vine? Thank you.
smashing orgies.
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened the High-Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Over the 30 years I've been involved in this ministry, I've stated time and time again that when a nation abandons the Word of God as the absolute authority, we'll see Christian morality collapsing. And sadly, America has largely given up on God's Word as authoritative, particularly the book of Genesis. Today, the origin and meaning of marriage, one man for one woman for life, is in Genesis. Anything else is a perversion, like the law on homosexual marriage passed in New York this summer. Romans chapter 1 describes the increasing homosexual behavior as a consequence of rejecting God, and this is exactly what's been happening in America. You know, years ago in America, people understood that homosexual behavior was sin. But today, Christians are now being persecuted for preaching this biblical message. The only solution is for our nation to return to the answers in Genesis concerning marriage and obey God's laws.
As we begin to close out the week, we hope you'll call and receive our 95-page pocket guide on some of the social issues of the day, such as homosexual marriage, abortion, racism, and more. For some great reading, call and make a donation of any amount. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.
Constitutional rights, that is worse than burning a flag. And
the crimes he's committing is worse than the crimes that have been committed by any of the world's leaders since Hitler went down. And we want to take George Bush down, too. I'm here today to tell you I'm trying to strap a major drug dealer and get him locked up. His name is George Bush.
Have you ever met that funny reaper man? Oh, he trades your dimes for nickels and he calls watermelon pickles. Yeah, I'm talking about the reaper man. Have you ever met that little reaper man? Ever met that funny little reaper man? If he sells Wall Street, it's frantic, and 'cause he won't sell them the Atlantic. Oh, that's that reaper man.
George Bush was put in charge of interdicting cocaine coming in from Central America, and the amount of cocaine went up not 10%, not 100%, 1,000%, a 10-time increase. You know what the American Revolution was fought to stop someone whose name was George? His name was King George. And we want to get rid of another King George here. So I just want to put out one last thought here before I let go of this flag in order to get my hand free. And that is this. When John Hancock, a smuggler from this area who smuggled various things around, and George Washington, who grew hemp on his farm, and Thomas Jefferson, who smuggled hemp seeds from China, when these guys were fighting for the freedoms that we hold dear in this country, they fought underneath of a flag like this flag above us, but it was made out of hemp. Today, this flag I hold in my hands is made out of nylon, a fossil fuel product. The reason that we went to war in the Persian Gulf. And it shows what's happened to this country is we've lost touch with the values that we were founded to hold dear and switched it over for a bunch of synthetic fiber. You can't even burn the flag anymore, even though the Supreme Court says you can, because if you do, you'll get poisonous fumes. But that's not all. We're not going to give the flag over to the pseudo-patriots, the hypocrites who are running this country right now. It's our flag. Stand by it. Liberty and justice for all, like is in the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't take those words lightly. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We want it. Our ancestors fought for it. Our generation fought for it. We're not giving it up to a bunch of scummy wimps like George Bush and his political lackeys. I want to point this out. America has problems. I'd like to give you a little partial list of problems we have here. We have corrupt leaders. We have graft. We have theft of the part of our leadership. We have air pollution. We have nuclear radiation. We have robbery, burglaries. We have rape. We have discrimination. We have foreign intervention in wars. We have a military-industrial complex which is devouring our economy. The farms are going bankrupt. Unemployment is rampant. The insurance companies, the banks, the savings and loans are going under. Business is failing left and right. The infrastructure of our nation is collapsing. The roads are falling apart. The bridges are coming down. The sewage systems can't hold what we've got putting in there. These are problems. These are real problems. Now, let me add another problem to that list. Marijuana. Where would you put that on that list? Now, supposing that plant also had a medicine that could be used for treating hundreds of different illnesses. And I'll just give you a partial list. That a plant that could be used to treat asthma, arthritis, rheumatism, glaucoma, cancer, nausea, AIDS, insomnia, emphysema, stress, depression, and anorexia. Now, if you had a plant that could do all those things, and then just as a side benefit, it decided to include a little intoxicant that people would enjoy smoking. What would you do with that plant? Would you ban that plant? Would you lock people up? Genesis 1:12, I have given you all the seed-bearing plants and herbs to use. There is no exception that says unless the government decides it's a compelling reason why you should not have it. That was not in the Bible, and it's not in the Constitution, and it has no place in America. Well, we all know that there is a plant. The name of that plant is hemp, cannabis hemp. The one plant that Thomas Jefferson said is essential to the commerce and marine and therefore to the wealth and protection of the country. Thomas Jefferson, who would roll over his grave if he knew what George Bush and his drug czar lackeys and cronies and what this corrupt, stinking Congress of ours has been enacting in the name of freedom. Freedom is not just something that you can say the word to rally support for your cause. Freedom is a state of being, it's a state of mind, and it's hard-earned.
And that was Chris Conrad addressing the medical hemp rally outside the Massachusetts State House in Boston. Chris is the editor of The Emperor Wears No Clothes, also known as The Hemp Bible. The songs, Reefer Man, was by Harlan Lattimore, and Marijuana by The Fugs. Here now is Richie Havens, after which we'll hear more comments from Chris Conrad. Please stay tuned.
Replace all of that construction material and all of that paper with hemp. There's no reason not to use other plants too. Hemp is not the only source, it's the number one source of all these things. We can get rid of all those toxic chemicals and stuff. We can cut our use of fertilizers and pesticides in half or more. These are things that go forward to future generations. If you give a damn about children, you have to be in favor of re-legalizing marijuana. Driving when they're impaired, test impairment, not urine.
Well, I ain't gonna be in no good. Miss Nancy Reagan's gonna drink it up. Say to yo, Nancy, we just say no, 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 no. Well, go ahead and fire me from my job.
It, America. That was the 80s. That was the Ronald Reagan stupidity era. This is the 90s. We're coming into a new millennium. Let's do it right this time. So what we want to do is to get marijuana regulated like wine, like it should be, where you can grow a little bit for yourself and produce it for yourself. And if you want to sell it, then you have to get it approved and you have to get it certified and graded. It's just simple logic. This isn't some kind of a fringe movement. This is the moderate center of this country that we're speaking for here. The people who said enough. And when I say the tide is turning, believe me, it's turning. Pulp and Paper magazine, the number one trade paper of the paper industry, came out in June with an editorial that said it's time to reconsider hemp and stop cutting trees. Farmers in France can grow hemp. Farmers in Spain can grow hemp. Farmers in China, in Czechoslovakia, they grow hemp. In America, if you have one plant, they'll steal your home. That is sick. The first thing that we have to do is to go in there and say that we do care about children, and these seizure and forfeiture laws are horrible things, but they should never, ever be applied to take away the primary home of a family with children. That is the most fundamental point that we can possibly ask for. Marijuana as medicine should never be deprived from someone whose health is on the line. This is human decency. We signed a treaty with the United Nations called the Human Rights Convention that said we would never do these things, and George Bush and his cronies are doing it every day. It's sickness.
you've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. So that was a pretty long set, just about 45 minutes in length. We began with our featured artists, The Crystal Method and Weapons of Mass Distortion, from their Legion of Boom album. And then Jim Morrison in The Doors, An American Prayer. Johnny Whitehorse, a Native American, gave us Whitehorse Dreaming. And then Melissa Etheridge, All American Girl, and we followed that up with Ken Ham, my favorite young earth creationist. Well, when I say favorite, I mean he's the one that I'm most familiar with. I certainly don't advocate his beliefs by any means. He's a real nut. That piece from him was called America. It's Becoming Like Sodom, which I found on volume 99 of Answers with Ken Ham. And we prefaced and followed the Ken Ham with some Poison. First, an excerpt from their VH1 Behind the Music story, and then with their incredibly cool cover of Grand Funk Railroad's We're an American Band. And then Chuck Yu and various artists, including Chris Conrad, Garland G, and Richie Havens, with a medley, music montage medley by Chuck Yu, Wake Up America, Refer Nobby, Freedom, and I Ain't Gonna Piss from Chuck Yu's Hemp for Victory. Oh yeah, legalize it, baby. And then Apollo 440 with Astral America. And not the Woodstock of the Star Spangled Banner by Jimi Hendrix, but a different one by Jimi Hendrix that I found on the Ultimate Jimi Hendrix Collection. Definitely a studio version there. And now we're into what would be the jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel.